Blackstone Audio presents Blackout, an Inspector Troy novel by John Lawton. This book is read by Lewis Hancock.
February, 1944. Chapter 1. In the London borough of Stepney, very little remained of Cardigan Street, nor, for that matter, of Balaclava Street, Alma Terrace, or of the untimely named Waterloo Place. The Blitz had levelled them late in 1940. Four whole streets blasted into a sprawling mass of jagged, undulating rubble. In the spring of 1941, nature reclaimed them. Blackberry and elder took hold. Nettles thrust their yellow roots between the bricks. Buddleia and bindweed appeared as islands in the ruins. By 1943, a wild garden covered the wilderness of war. Winter. The first months of 1944. Children played a game of hopscotch, chalked on the blue and red tiles that had been a kitchen floor. The fat boy with the elastoplast across his glasses was too clumsy to be allowed to play. An enforced bystander, he stood on the sidelines, bored by the game, occasionally staring into the eastern sky. The bombers were getting more frequent again. He'd missed them. Like any boy of his age, he could tell a Dornier from a Heinkel, a Hurricane from a Spitfire. If they weren't up there, then there was simply one less game to follow. He glanced down to the low wall of black brick that separated what was once Alma Terrace from what was once Cardigan Street. A mongrel dog had leapt the wall with something long and floppy clenched between its teeth. The fat boy watched as the dog began a vigorous trot around the bombsite.